Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na 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 na, the world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
Jimmy, yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening out there. It is Talent Tuesday with Stephanie Haynes with a series on trauma. We had some difficulties last week. She'll be with us this evening. You know, we all must win out here. We have to win in the election. We have to win in the profit, the power, the pain, and the politics. But the most important thing we have to do to win today, to win now, for such effort and determination leads fresh paths toward whole new stages in our lives. This is the unfolding drama of human revolution. We all know what the word revolution means. You know, you're getting in there, getting it clear, getting it out. Can you imagine having that war with yourself? Once that is done, the changes come about. You know, we're here and appreciating you with the morning, the evening, the afternoon, wherever you're listening from, to Waking Up with Linda Mitchell. We are about communication, education, unification, and collaboration here. We just like to share and care. And you know you're on the right path when you read things and people pay you compliments. I have a former art teacher. Her name is Carol Steinberg. And if you're in Facebook, you send some of her works. And it was a great compliment. And I told her about her beautiful art, how much I missed her. And her statement to me was, thank you for brightening me, my day, your sunshiny way. Lets me know I'm on the right path. I am going and I am continuing with my vow. And that vow is to illuminate this earth and my life with happiness. So keep that word in mind, a human revolution. When you're willing to go through a human revolution, that is a change for your life so that you can help others change their lives. But we don't wait on Miss Stephanie Haynes to come on this evening. She's still dealing with her trauma service. But what we'll do now is just pay you a little bit of this. Welcome in to Waking Up with Linda Mitchell.
Proof anyone.
That's right. We have to believe in something, as I stated last night. We all must put our hands together, you know, put our hands together and pray. Pray for the security of this society, this land, the happiness for ourselves and for people. You know, put your hands together. Read your Bible. Rub your beads. Draw in the sand. Rub your crystals. And also say some very powerful words that are the most powerful words that you can bring out of your mouth. And that is Nam Myoho Renge Kyo. I'm going to say it again. Nam Myoho Renge Kyo. There's many people that do that. It's about happiness. It's about change. And it is definitely about winning. So I'm going to be quiet here and bring Miss Stephanie Haynes on the line. Stephanie, good evening. How are you?
Good evening, Miss Linda. How are you and listeners?
I am wonderful, and you know, I know that it has been crazy. You're still resting up. Thank you. Thank you again. We had some technical difficulties last week, but Stephanie, you had a phenomenal event. The pictures, the brochures, the gifts, happy, happy ladies. Before we get started, can you kind of like just give us a summary of that? The colors were beautiful. The decorations were beautiful. The speakers were beautiful. And you worked real, real, real hard. And congratulations to you and your organization. Tell us just briefly a bit about that before we get started here.
Well, thank you, Linda. Yes, so we had our Purple Hat Affair. It's a fundraiser for a women and girls program called SOS, and that stands for Saving Ourselves Sisters, and then our mentoring program and our literacy reading program. So this is an event that we do to help raise money to carry on those programs. Yes, and it was at the Renaissance Hotel, the LAX. It was well attended. We had a great speaker, Wendy Gladley. She has an organization called Forgiveness, and food, great entertainment. We just had a ball. We had fun. Yes, it was a great event. Well attended.
Well, it was well attended, and I saw the beautiful program. I saw the beautiful decorations and the colors. That was you. You had a phenomenal committee, but they had great direction because you were heading up that event, and I knew it was going to be top-notch and perfect. Thank you so much for giving us a little summary of that, and I'm just going to be quiet here because, again, appreciation and gratitude to you, and congratulations. Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound and The Healing of a Man's Heart, and many, many other things out here.
All right. All right, so let's get started. So tonight we're going to talk about present and purpose. You know, as we go through our trauma, and sometimes we forget to be present and we forget why we are here, our purpose. And we go through our trauma to actually help us to strengthen our inner resolve, ourselves, and to be able to grow. And to be able to teach others and to let them know that no matter what you go through, there's always light at the end of the tunnel, I would say. So I'm going to recite this poem, a little small, little quote from Maya Angelou. She says, success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. I'm going to say that again. Liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it. That's by Maya Angelou. Now, the first P is purpose, which provides us with a sense of meaning in our lives. 2,300 years ago, Aristotle asked, what's the ultimate purpose of human activity? Kind of happiness that comes from the realization of our own true potential, our unique capacity, what he called master, the man. Aristotle constructs a self-transcending state of eudaimonism, a state of human flourishing from pursuing long-term goals to life, which I've been talking about for the last, I guess, weeks, months, as we just continue to go on with this trauma in the for the month of April and May. So, yes. So, self-transcending state, which is a human flourishing from pursuing long-term goals that give purpose to life. Now, with self-enhancing, which is the hedon, that's H-E-D-O-N-I-A, that is the short-term happiness that delivers a jolt of dopamine. Now, of course, there was no science available then to test Aristotle's assertion, no randomized trial or the fMRI. Research has now shown that our bodies prefer selfless endowment happiness, which is about hard work and purposeful engagement. Now, though it's initial effort that may be stressful in the short term, over the long run, endowment happiness positively impacts our overall physical health in more ways than those. The more self-enhancing the hedonism, as the Sandra Chopra and Gina Bradley explained, in the two most important days. If you try to chase happiness without having a clear idea of what happiness is, you are destined to fail because you tend to pursue things that are inferior or and provide only short-term pleasure. Now, when you approach happiness with an understanding that it is connected to purpose and to contributing it in some way to the betterment of those around you, you will succeed. You will succeed. Now, here it is in the four simple words. Happiness is a choice. Why would our body prefer purpose, deferred gratification, and all of the efforts of the eudaimon? One theory, according to the psychologist Professor Steve Cole, says, is that if most of our happiness is derived from the hindrance well-being, then when things don't go well and we feel unhappy, it's threatening everything we drive our senses of happiness from. But on the other hand, if what we value and work towards is a cause in service of others and something bigger than ourselves, then bad events don't threaten us as much because our value lies in a purpose that will live on and continue beyond our lifetime. That's why I like the work that I do, because it's my purpose. There's something I get up in the morning and I don't begrudge getting up to go to work. I know I'm going there to make a change in someone's life. So that helps me with my dopamine, you know, being the, you know, the smiles and the happiness within myself, because I am doing and living my purpose. Now, one theory, according to the psychiatrist Professor Stephen Covey said, if most our happiness is derived from the hindrance well-being, then when things don't go well and we feel unhappy, I want you to think about that. It's threatening everything we derive our sense of happiness from. Now, on the other hand, if what we value and work towards is a cause and service of others and something bigger than ourselves, then the bad events, because our value lies in its purpose. I wanted to reiterate that because if we just living day by day without a cause or a purpose, then when things do come up, it's kind of taken aback a little bit. We get frustrated, we get angry, we get, you know, agitated. But if you are living in your purpose, those things doesn't bother you as much because that's a temporary. And we have to go through those little storms sometimes so we can come out on the other side with more lessons to learn that we have learned. And sometimes we continue to go through those lessons to learn it. I always used to tell my clients, life is just a test. It's how we take the test. Right? Because those same characters come back in different forms. And what you put out, you don't always get it back the way you put it out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why, you know, when we talk about karma, it's very important whether it's good karma or bad karma. And if he's in the church, you know, you reap what you sow. If you sow good seeds, you'll receive good seeds. You know, and that's in any religion. You know, it's your behavior. It's what you put out there into the universe. That's what you'll get back. Now, purpose researchers William DeMond, now in his book, The Path to Purpose, states, purpose endows a person with joy in good times and resilience in hard times. And this holds true all throughout life. Now, our lives are complex and we all have difficulties, discouraging, and stressful days. But purpose can keep us going during our most challenging times. Happiness is a choice. Now, here's an example of purpose from behavior scientist Victor Stretcher in conversation with Natalie Service, a pediatrician at Boston Children's Hospital. She was running the Boston Marathon in 2013 and was within 800 yards of the finish line when she heard a loud explosion accompanied by screams. While most people was running away from the blast area, Natalie ran towards it. She jumped over the race barrier in order to treat four victims, three of whom survived. She was held as a hero by President Barack Obama. But she feels that her actions was nothing special, just a reflection of who she is. Ironically, even for those who calling might potentially put their own lives at risk, having a sense of purpose keep them keep them happier and healthier overall. So she was just doing her purpose. She didn't have the fear that she needed to run away from the bomb. because that's when they had the bomb explosion at the Boston Marathon in 2013. So what is purpose? Start with the definition. Excuse me. That is commonly used in the psychology literature. Now, purpose is a central, self-organizing life. Excuse me, let me put water. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Alrighty. Okay. So I don't know how many of you guys remember the Boston, the bomb that happened at the Boston Marathon.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, there was thousands and thousands of people that got injured. And most people, when they hear something like that, they will run. But this particular person, she actually ran through the crowd to see who she can help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so purpose is a central self-organizing life aim that organizes the stimulus goals, manage behavior, and provide a sense of meaning. Now, I know that how researchers talk, let's break it down, a life aim. Now, as an ultimate concern or general intention, it's the answer to questions such as, what matters most to you and why? And what gets you out of your bed in the morning? What matters most to you and why? And what gets you out of the bed in the morning? And what matters to me most is that I live my full life, that I am waking up each morning with a purpose to be able to do my job, serve my people and my community. That's my purpose. And to make sure that each and every human being on this earth have an opportunity and a chance to be happy, in spite of their circumstances.
Yes, yes, I agree with that.
So that's my purpose, right? So the second feature, organized and stimulus goals, refers to how having purpose provide goals for us. I am not referring to just any goals, but to our bold, value, noble, or high-order goals that are central to our identity and infused with personal meaning that energize us. A value goal needs not be grand or global in order to increase our well-being. However, it does motivate us to do something that will have a consequence beyond ourselves. Now, Damon explains that our purpose need not be heroic, requiring life-endangering adventures, but may be found in the day-to-day fabric of ordinary existence. Purpose will include a mother caring for her child, a citizen campaigning for a candidate for the sake of improving the community, and a teacher instructing students, dedicating time, caring efforts to charity, friends, family, community, and our workplace or other examples. Now, our value goals are different than the specific goals that provide a way to pursue our purpose, such as getting the education we need or setting up a recycling program in our neighborhood. And the third feature, managed behavior, means that the purpose will provide a life direction towards our value goals, which in turn guides our daily efforts. This requires wisely allocating our finite personal resource, think time, and action. Finally, a meaning refers to a life worth living. And we all likely know examples of people who have dropped out of business, law, medicine, the military, and other seemingly solid careers. They haven't failed in the eyes of the world, but they felt they were failing themselves miserably. Why? They never had the sense that they were doing something that really mattered to them or the world. Now, as Damon puts it, often it is the people who seem to be most on track who express the most severe misgiving. Damon's definition of purpose makes clear the importance of having a purpose that reaches out to the world beyond ourselves. Now, implying a desire to make a difference in the world, purpose is a stable and generalized intention to accomplish something that is at the same time meaningful to the self and consequently for the world beyond the self. Now, Shirley was enjoying her life as a dancer and a singer. When at age 19, she received a diagnosis of osteogenic sarcoma and was told that she had 3 to 6 months to live. She ultimately had to have her legs amputated. Shirley said that 4 years, she would fill up her pants legs with stuffed pantyhose and put a shoe on it until she enjoyed a meditation group at her local church and was finally able, after 5 years, to come to terms with what had happened, know how to handle the trauma. She couldn't accept it.
Okay.
And so how many of us, when we go through life, pretending that something didn't happen and ignore or avoid the truth? That took her 5 years to come to grips and what happened to her. Now, during her hospitalization, she had observed that some nurses weren't very caring and didn't want to talk to patients with terminal illnesses and even placed them farther from the nurse's station. Now, this motivated Shirley to become a nurse, and she found her purpose in caring for her patients in the way that she wished she had been cared for. I'm going to read that again. Now, during her hospitalization, she had observed that some nurses weren't very caring and didn't want to talk to patients with terminal illnesses, and even place them farther from the nursing station. Can you imagine to have a loved one in the hospital and been treated the way that she talks about here, you know, not getting the care that they need? Because I look at COVID in the beginning back in 2020, when we had so many people dying, right? And I remember this news from New York came on social media and made a statement and saying that all these nurses here, because it was overwhelmed, because people were dropping like flies, right? And she made a statement that the nurses here in New York and at this particular hospital, that they were not taking care of the patient. They was overwhelmed. And a lot of those people just died. So, and when you look at that, surely she found this in her mission after she wasn't treated well, that she would become a nurse. And she said this motivates her to become a nurse, and she found her purpose in caring for her patients in the way that she wished she had been cared for.
Wow.
Now, to this day, 30 years later, Shirley has a meditation practice as she does yoga. Now, purpose can center us, provide direction, energize and motivate us, all of which provides meaning to our daily lives. Purpose also gives us satisfaction when we accomplish our goal, and the present when we run in your life is like mine. At the end of a hectic day full of surprises, setbacks, and putting out fires, as many former litigation colleagues would say, it's not unusual to focus more on what didn't go get done.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
So having a purpose focuses us on what matters most and keep us moving towards accomplishing our purpose so that we can feel fulfilled by our lives rather than defeated and drained, especially when we face setbacks and challenges. Now, you may be wondering if there's a difference between meaning and purpose. Now, the concept of meaning and purpose are intertwined and often used interchangeably. However, in the psychology literature, there are separate concepts. Purpose refers to having direction and is more goal-oriented, although what's personally meaningful drives our purpose. I'm going to say that again. Purpose refers to having direction and is more goal-oriented, although what's personally meaningful drives our meaning in life, on the other hand, is often considered to have three facets. One, life having value or significance, having purpose in life, and one's life been coherent, as in making sense. And very hard, now it's very hard for me as a professionist to write on any topic without getting completely carried away, but suffice it to say that purpose provides meaning and direction for our lives, and what is personally meaningful for us inform our life purpose. Now, living with awareness of our purpose in life is living with presence. Now, I meet a lot of people.
Oh, definitely not. Definitely.
They just idly just been here on this earth. They wake up in the morning with no idea or where are they going and what they're doing. They're just living day by day.
Day by day.
That is not why we was born.
No.
We
was, can you,
we was
you know, yes,
go
yes.
Ahead.
Let me ask you, you're kind of fading down. Is your volume down on your phone? Can you come up a little bit? Or it could be on this end because you went kind of low. Can you turn your volume up a little?
Let me see.
Because when you went down, you went low. And I'm not having a, you know, this
oh, okay.
is Mercury.
Can you
yes. I can hear you. Yeah, it seemed like it. Yeah, it goes in and out. Let's try this and see. But, you know, we're dealing with technology and communication, and Mercury retrograde is out there, and that's what it does. It messes with technology and communication. So it's just moving out there. The energies are so strong. But I'm understanding. You're right. Individuals just open up their eyes. They don't know how the day is going to start, what they're going to do. And just their existing, you know. You definitely have to have a purpose. So I'm listening, and I don't want to interrupt, but because when you find that purpose, as you're stating, it reduces that trauma because that purpose is basically set there like the lady, the nurse in the hospital. That was traumatic for her. So she carried that, but what she did was use that trauma and turn it into a purpose, which reduced a trauma factor within her life. Am I hearing this right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's just like sometimes our karma can become our mission, right?
Yes.
And then our mission interchangeably also can become our purpose.
Yes, I agree
okay.
with that, and I'll interject because this was stated to me one time. You know, mission is one thing, but that vow, when you are moving and you find that purpose or it comes up to you, and you attach that vow to it, past the mission. That vow is it. That, like you say, I enjoy getting up in the morning because I know and I look forward to working with my clients because I'm helping them make that change, okay? But that you're in your purpose, but you also got that deep vow because no matter where the day goes, what type of client you meet, you're not going to pull back for them. You're going to continue to move toward your purpose. So mission, yeah, we got a mission. We all got a mission. But once we tap that vow onto it, it's no turning back. It's very hard to explain because each individual goes through it a different way. But I'm hearing you. But as you're talking about the Boston Massacre, the young lady that ran toward the incident to see who she could help, and then the nurse that, you know, recognized that and took on to herself so that no one else would have to go through what she experienced before. That is, I would call those type of moves totally trauma busting. Okay, that gets in there and shakes up all that water, that dingy. Like the water hose lying in the grass all winter, and you turn it on, and all that goop comes out of it. That trauma is moving out. That trauma is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm putting it together. I see where this would be blending here. I'm looking at it because we are traumatized, as you mentioned weeks ago when we first started at birth. We're even traumatized before we are out of our mother's womb. It depends on what our moms are going through. So purpose is there. Very, it's very important. When I work with the young adults and I do a lecture on purpose, I don't go into the depth in your realm, but I go with the who, the what, the when, and the how, and break it down. And it's still taking that path, that's still on that path. First, you have to find out who is purpose. You, It starts with you. As you just said, you know, the people get up. So I'm really understanding the connection here of how having a purpose, getting up, looking forward to doing something. And as you stated, Maya Angelou, you know, liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it, okay? That's what success is about. And life is just a test. So how many tests do we take in a day, 24-hour day, many tests, examinations. Sometimes we test and examine ourselves. This is making sense, and I'm glad that we are doing this, because that this purpose is a trauma buster. Because you're not thinking, you're pulling it out. Answer this for me, Stephanie. You're reflecting that. If you see something that you tried to hide and you buried, and something happens to trigger that, and once it's triggered and you observe it and become aware, back to the nurse again. She took that and she moved it into purpose, and that trauma is gone. Would you say so? She is an individual that's getting up in the morning like yourself, helping others, and being very, very happy while she's doing it. So she has what we know as absolute happiness, no matter what, because she has that purpose attached onto it. She's cleared that trauma, so it's full speed ahead. So I hate to cut it off. I know we go into series, but we have a few minutes here. What when we tie this trauma into the purpose, closing out, what are the things that individuals, you break down things in a different way, but close us out with, how can I ask? We know what trauma is, some forms of trauma, but how does the trauma and the purpose do the clearance?
Do the what?
How does the trauma and purpose, connecting it with purpose, how does that clear up everything? How does that make one trauma-free?
Oh, I spoke on that earlier. So when we go through our trauma, our trials and our tribulations, you know, and then when I talked about the difference between having trauma and experiencing a traumatic experiences.
Yes, that was 2 weeks ago. Yes,
it's two different things, right? So
yes,
most trauma is innate and already born in us, with coming through the moms when the mom is carrying the baby for the 9 months, and whatever trauma that she is feeling and going through, it gets into the child, right? So that child already has some of her karma and things that, and then from slavery. So it's passed on from generation to generation. But when we have like a traumatic experience, like being raped, being molested, or in a bad car accident, those things that we can kind of process, right?
Right.
And try to make sense of it and heal from that. Like Shirley that I talked about, right, when she got sick and she had to do things different. And then she figured out how she was being treated in the hospital. She said, okay, she looked at that and said, I want to make sure that other individual does not get treated like I did. So she was able to look at her own trauma that she went through and turn that poison into medicine, and to be able to reach out to another individual, not only one, but made that her purpose, her life purpose, to work as a nurse to continue to serve others. So that's how she was able to get out of her trauma.
Okay. So like you did say, trauma and traumatic experience. So it's making sense now. And I'm looking here, we have a few minutes. So when we come on, we're still moving through the trauma series. So what will be on for next week? Are there any questions I need to post out there to have some interaction, or what should I do?
Yeah. So the questions that I stated earlier about
what matters to you and what gets you up out the bed, those,
mm-hmm.
I like those. I like those.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, those two.
Okay.
Questions.
I'll put those out, and I'm not going to, carry or cut, because we're doing the countdown this evening. Sometime we can expand out, but this evening I have to stay, with fame. Sometimes I get an opportunity and I can stretch it out, but this has been very, very interesting. And I something that I saw, the video from the event, I saw I think it was the Purple Hat Parade, and I saw you leaving out, and I saw the ladies. I mean, it was just like a joyful and an empowering to see each lady go down and do her hat thing. It was empowering just to see it, just to know that it was happening out there. And it was an event that, how can I put it? You already know what it's going to be. You already know it. So when you see everything come together, it just brings a big smile to your entire life. Again, so those ladies and persons and everybody that participated in that, the young girls, the reading club, the mentoring, because we have gone through different things, you and many, many others, including myself, have decided to take a vow to make sure that no one else experiences that. Okay, so I guess you could say, and it changes, purpose changes from time to time. You have to redirect. It just depends on which way you have to go. But this, blending it with the trauma, understanding what it takes to release and clear that trauma out of our lives, has been very interesting today. And on that note, Stephanie, give us a few words before I call it out, and I want to tell you to enjoy your holiday. Enjoy the rest of your week. Give us two words, three, to let us know what we need to do to carry us through on until next week.
Well, the most important thing is staying true to yourself.
Yes.
And, Maya Angelou, yes.
Yes.
She said, success is liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it.
Well, on that note, I'm going to repeat it again. According to Success and Maya Angelou, stated to us by Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound, speaking to us on our trauma series, that liking yourself, liking what you do, and liking how you do it is those three things are the things that you should look up at. I'm going to post up these two questions and give me some information, please, out there. 323-769-5879. What matters to you and what gets you out of the bed every day? Stephanie, we love you. I'm going to put it out there. Please, please enjoy your evening.
Same here, Linda.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Congrats again. All righty. Stephanie Haynes, everyone.
You're welcome.
I know y'all can sing, too, now. Oh, let's go back a little bit. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, bless your heart, y'all.
Collaborate.
They want to
give, showing others how to live.